Je meurs de faim. I am starving. This sentence uses the reflexive verb. Mourir. Meaning, to die, in the present tense with the pronoun. Je. Meaning, I. The phrase. De faim. Translates to, of hunger. And together they express the feeling of intense hunger. The use of the reflexive pronoun emphasizes the speaker's personal experience of hunger. Je suis têtu. I am stubborn. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular conjugation of the verb être in the present tense. Têtu is an adjective meaning stubborn. It is an adjective that agrees in gender and number with the subject, masculine singular. Je suis têtu. I am stubborn. This sentence uses the verb être, which means to be, and is conjugated in the first person singular present tense to suis. Têtu is the feminine singular form of the adjective têtu, meaning stubborn. The sentence structure is simple and straightforward, with the subject pronoun je, I, followed by the conjugated verb suis, am, and the adjective têtu, stubborn. Je suis obstiné. I am stubborn. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb être, to be. Obstiné is the masculine singular form of the adjective obstiné, stubborn. The sentence uses the standard subject-verb adjective structure common in French. It simply states a fact about the speaker. Je suis obstiné. I am stubborn. The sentence je suis obstiné is in the present tense and uses the verb être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis obstiné is the feminine singular form of the adjective obstiné, stubborn. It describes the subject of the sentence je, which is a feminine pronoun, I. Je suis. I am sweating. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb suer, which means to sweat. This sentence uses the simple present tense, indicating that the action of sweating is happening right now. Je transpire. I am sweating. This is a simple sentence using the present tense of the verb transpirer, which means to sweat. Je is the pronoun for I. The subject pronoun je is followed directly by the verb in the present tense, which is transpire, for I sweat. Je suis le meilleur. I am the best. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence using the verb être, to be, in the present tense. Je is the pronoun I, and is the subject of the sentence. Suis is the first person singular conjugation of être in the present tense. Le meilleur is the masculine singular form of the superlative adjective bon, good, meaning the best. This phrase expresses a strong sense of self-confidence and superiority. Wake up. This means, get out of here. Or, leave. Breakdown. Decamp is a verb meaning, to decamp, or, to leave, in a sudden, or abrupt way. It's an informal, and somewhat forceful command. Salut. Hello. This is a simple greeting in French, similar to, hello, in English. It's a casual, and friendly way to start a conversation. Salut is a versatile greeting that can be used in many contexts. Je suis la meilleure. I am the best. The sentence is in the present tense, using the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular. Je is the subject pronoun, indicating the speaker. La meilleure is the feminine superlative adjective form of good. C'est moi le patron. This is me, the boss. Breakdown. C'est is the contracted form of IEST, meaning, it is, or, he is. Here, it is used to mean, this is moi. Moi is the object pronoun for me, used to emphasize the speaker. Le is the definite article meaning the, used for masculine nouns. Patron. Patron means boss. The sentence uses the inverted structure with the noun coming before the verb, typical in French for emphasis. C'est moi la patron. It's me, the boss. Breakdown. C'est is the contracted form of c'est, meaning, it is. Moi is the pronoun for me. La is the feminine definite article meaning the. Patron is the feminine form of boss. Key concepts. Contractions. C'est is a common contraction in French, combining C and EST into one word. Gender agreement. In French, adjectives and nouns must agree in gender. Since boss is feminine, the article la and the noun patron are also feminine. Je suis le patron. I am the boss. This sentence is in the present tense of the être verb, which means to be. It is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning I. The word patron means boss or owner. The sentence literally translates to I am the boss, but it can also be interpreted as I'm in charge or I call the shots. Je suis la patronne. I am the boss. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense form of the verb, être, to be. La is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form. Patronne is the feminine noun, boss. The sentence is in the present tense, and is a simple statement of fact. Je suis le cuisinier. I am the cook. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, meaning, I. This is a very important word, because it indicates the person doing the action in the sentence. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb être. To be. Here, it is conjugated in the first person singular, which agrees with the subject pronoun. Je. Le. This is the definite article, meaning, the. It is used here to specify a particular cook, and is masculine singular, because it modifies the masculine singular noun. Cuisinier. Cuisinier. This is the noun, meaning, cook. It is masculine singular, and functions as the complement of the verb. Et. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Sui. Is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject pronoun. Je. Definite article. The definite article. Le. Is used to specify a particular cook. Noun function. The noun. Cuisinier. Functions as the complement of the verb. Et. Providing more information about the subject. Je. Je réfléchis. I am thinking. Breakdown. Je. Is the subject pronoun, I. Réfléchis. Is the first person singular present tense of the verb. Réfléchir. Which means, to think, or, to reflect. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Réfléchis. Agrees in person, and number with the subject. Je. Present tense. The verb is in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. J'ai 13 ans. I am 13 years old. J. Is a contraction of. Je. Meaning, I, and. A. The first person singular present tense of. Avoir. Meaning, to have. 13. Is the French word for 13. Or. Means, years, and is a plural noun. This sentence uses the verb. Avoir. In a common French construction to express age. The literal translation is, I have 13 years, but it is understood to mean, I am 13 years old. Je suis minutieux. This means, I am meticulous. Je. Is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. Is the present tense of the verb, to be, conjugated for the first person singular. Minutieux. Is an adjective meaning, meticulous, or, detailed. It describes the subject of the sentence, I. Je suis minutieux. I am meticulous. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb. Et. To be. Je. Is the subject pronoun for, I, and is always used with the verb. Et. When describing a person's qualities. Suis. Is the first person singular conjugation of the verb. Et. In the present tense, meaning, am. Minutieux. Is the feminine form of the adjective. Minutieux. Meticulous. Adjectives in French agree in gender and number with the noun they modify, so since the subject. Je. Is feminine, the adjective must also be feminine. So, the full breakdown is, I am, feminine adjective, meticulous. Soyez à l'aise. Be realistic. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions. Sois. Is the second person singular form of the verb. Et. To be. In the imperative mood, it is used to tell someone to be something. Réaliste. Is an adjective meaning, realistic. So, the sentence literally translates to, be realistic. It is an imperative phrase expressing the speaker's desire for the listener to be realistic. Je suis consciencieux. I am conscientious. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular form. Suis. Consciencieux. Is an adjective meaning conscientious, or careful, and it modifies the subject. Je. I. Je suis consciencieuse. I am conscientious. This sentence uses the être verb, which is used for descriptions and states of being. Je is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of être for the first person singular. Consciencieuse is the feminine form of the adjective consciencieux, which means conscientious. This sentence demonstrates the agreement of adjectives in French. Adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this case, consciencieuse agrees with the implied subject. Je suis ravi. I am delighted. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je means I. It is the subject pronoun. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb to be. Être for the first person singular. Ravi means delighted and is an adjective. The sentence is a simple statement of the speaker's feeling. Je suis ravi. I am delighted. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be, the conjugation changes depending on the subject pronoun. Ravi is the feminine adjective, delighted. Because the subject pronoun is feminine, the adjective must also be feminine. Je suis chatouilleux. I am ticklish. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, conjugated for the first person singular, I. Chatouilleux. This is an adjective meaning, ticklish. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Suis. Agrees in number, and person with the subject. Je. I. Adjective agreement. The adjective. Chatouilleux. Agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je. I. The masculine singular form is used because je is masculine singular. Je suis chatouilleuse. I am ticklish. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be. Chatouilleuse is the feminine adjective, ticklish. The adjective chatouilleuse agrees in gender with the subject pronoun. Je. C'est de ma faute. It's my fault. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of c'est, meaning it is. De means of. Ma is the possessive adjective meaning my. Fault means fault. Key concepts. Contraction. C'est is a common contraction used in French. Possessive adjective. Ma indicates that the fault belongs to the speaker. Direct object. Fort is the direct object of the verb. Être. To be. Je suis tolérant. I am tolerant. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Être. To be, which agrees with the subject pronoun. Je in number and person. Tolérant is an adjective meaning tolerant. It acts as the predicate adjective, describing the subject. Je suis trop occupé. I am too busy. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Trop. This is the adverb, to. Occupé. This is the past participle of the verb, occuper, to occupy. It is used as an adjective here, meaning busy. Key concepts. The use of the present tense of the verb, être, to express a state of being. The use of the past participle as an adjective to describe the subject. The use of the adverb, trop, to indicate an excess. Je suis trop occupé. I am too busy. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Être. To be, in the first person singular. Trop is an adverb meaning, to. Occupé is the past participle of the verb. Occupé. To occupy, used as an adjective in this case. Here, the past participle is used as an adjective, and agrees in gender with the subject. Je. It indicates that the subject is occupied, or busy. The sentence expresses that the speaker is very busy, and has little, or no time for other things. Tu délire. You're crazy. This sentence expresses strong surprise and disbelief. Tu is the familiar form of you in French, used with friends or family. Délire. Délire is a verb in the present tense, meaning to rave or to be crazy. In this context, it means to be out of your mind or to be crazy. The exclamation mark at the end adds emphasis to the sentiment of disbelief. Je suis trop affairé. I am too busy. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be. Trop means, to, or, excessively. Affairé is the masculine singular adjective meaning, busy. This sentence uses the adjective affairé to describe the subject, I. The adjective agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je suis trop affairé. I am too busy. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated for the first person singular. Trop means, to. Affaire is the feminine past participle of the verb, affaire, to busy oneself, acting as an adjective in this case. The entire sentence expresses the idea that the speaker is overwhelmed with obligations, or tasks, making them unable to do something else. Je vais trop vite. I am going too fast. breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Where. This is the present tense of the verb, aller, to go, conjugated in the first person singular. Oh. This is the adverb meaning, too much, or, too fast. Read. This is the adverb meaning, fast. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb. Where. Is conjugated in the present tense to express an ongoing action. Adverbs. The adverbs. Oh. And. Read. Modify the verb, aller, to indicate the speed of the action. Je dis la vérité. I am telling the truth. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. B. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, dire, to say, in the first person singular. La. This is the definite article, the, in feminine singular form. Vérité. This is the noun, truth, in feminine singular form. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, this, is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject, g. Definite article. The definite article, la, is used to specify the noun, vérité. Present tense. The present tense is used to indicate an action happening now. Je suis impartial. I am impartial. This sentence uses the verb être. To be conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. Je suis. The adjective impartial modifies the subject. Je. I. The sentence structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus adjective. Je suis impartial. I am impartial. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be conjugated in the first person singular. Impartial is the feminine form of the adjective. Impartial. Meaning, unbiased, or, fair. Je suis au-dessus. I am above. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be. Au-dessus is a preposition meaning, above. It is literally, at above, in French, but it is used to mean, above, in a general sense. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, tu is, agrees in number, and person with the subject pronoun, g, I. Prepositions. Prepositions like, odysseus, show the relationship between the subject and the object. Je suis en haut. I am upstairs. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun for I, and suis is the first person singular conjugation of être. In the present tense. En haut means upstairs and functions as an adverbial phrase. Je suis très gros. I am very fat. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense form of the verb, être, to be. Très is an adverb meaning, very. Gros is an adjective meaning, fat, or, large. Je suis très gras. I am very fat. This sentence uses the être verb, to be, in the present tense. The être. Verb conjugates according to the subject pronoun. Here, I is the subject, so the verb is, su is. Tre is an adverb that modifies the adjective. Tra meaning, fat. Allez. Let's go. This is a simple imperative verb. Allez. Which means, go. It is the informal, plural form of the verb, aller, to go. The exclamation point indicates urgency, or excitement. Je suis très vieux. I am very old. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular form. Suis. The adjective. Vieux. Old, agrees in gender with the subject. Je. I. The adverb. Très. Very, modifies the adjective. Vieux. Je suis très triste. I am very sad. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular conjugation of the verb être in the present tense. Très means very, and is an adverb modifying the adjective. Triste. Triste means sad, and is an adjective describing the subject. Je suis très timide. I am very shy. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be. It is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, je. Très. This means, very, and acts as an adverb modifying the adjective, timide. Timide. This is an adjective meaning, shy. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, su is, agrees in number, and person with the subject, je. Adjective placement. The adjective, timide, follows the noun it modifies, which is typical in French. Adverbs. The adverb, très, modifies the adjective, timide, indicating the degree of shyness. J'observe. I am observing. This is a simple sentence with only one verb. Observer. Which means, to observe. The pronoun. Je. Is a contraction of je, which means I, and je is used to avoid the harsh sound of two vowels together. Je surveille. I am supervising. This sentence is in the present tense, and the verb is surveiller, which means to supervise. The subject pronoun je means I, and is implied in the sentence, since it is a common, unstressed subject. This sentence is very simple, and the verb is conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis avec lui. I am with him. This sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated as suis. For the first person singular. Je. I. Avec. Means, with, and in a preposition. Lui. Is the pronoun for, him. Je suis épuisé. I am exhausted. This sentence uses the verb, être. Être. Which means, to be, in the present tense. The first person singular form of être is su is. Suis. Épuisé. Épuisé. Is an adjective meaning exhausted. J'ai ton âge. I am the same age as you. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. Tu is the masculine form of vot. Your, and age means age. The verb avoir to have is used in French to express age. The sentence literally translates to I have your age, but it means that you and the speaker are the same age. J'ai vérifié. I checked. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is formed by conjugating the auxiliary verb avoir to have in the present tense and adding the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle is vérifié. Checked. The pronoun j is the contracted form of je, I, and a. Have. So the full breakdown is j, I have, plus vérifié, checked, equals j'ai vérifié, I have checked. J'ai décidé, I have decided. This is a simple sentence in the passé composé tense, meaning the action is completed. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a. Have. Décidé is the past participle of the verb décidé to decide. The passé composé uses the auxiliary verb avoir to have with the past participle of the main verb. In this case, avoir is conjugated in the first person singular je, because the subject is je, I. Vas-y, Greg. Go ahead. This phrase is a very common imperative verb meaning, go ahead. Va is the second person singular form of the verb aller, to go. E is the pronoun for you. It is attached to the verb to form a contraction, which is often used in informal spoken French. This contraction is often used to give a command, or tell someone to do something. Je l'ai fait. I did it. This sentence is in the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. J is the subject pronoun for I. L is the direct object pronoun for it, or him slash her. The L is a contraction of le and L, which means that the object is masculine. AI is the first person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir to have. Fait is the past participle of the verb faire to do, to make. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir or être to be, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the main verb is faire. Je me suis enfui. I ran away. The sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are completed. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Me is the reflexive pronoun, myself. Suis is the present tense form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Enfui is the past participle of the verb essentiel, to run away. The sentence is structured as a reflexive verb. Softly. To run away, with the reflexive pronoun. Me. Placed before the conjugated verb. Reflexive verbs are verbs that require a reflexive pronoun, meaning the action of the verb is directed back to the subject. In this case, the person is running away from something, or someone, and the action of running away is directed back to themselves. The reflexive pronoun is used to emphasize this. Je me suis échappé. I escaped. This sentence is in the passé composé, which is a common past tense in French. It is formed using the auxiliary verb être. To be conjugated in the past participle, and the past participle of the main verb. Je, colon, I, subject pronoun. Me, colon, myself, reflexive pronoun. Suis, colon, is, conjugated form of être. In the past participle. Échappé, colon, escaped. Past participle of the verb. S'échapper. To escape. In this case, the reflexive pronoun. Me. Emphasizes that the subject performed the action on themselves. Le. Passé composé. Is used to describe a completed action in the past. J'en ai un. I have one of them. This sentence uses the pronoun en, which stands for de plus à nous. The noun is usually understood from the context. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a, have. En, in this case, refers to a previously mentioned object or item. This sentence structure is quite common in French, and demonstrates the use of en. To avoid repetition, and maintain a concise style. Je t'ai eu. I got you. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Te is the object pronoun, meaning you, informal. It is a contraction of the preposition a. And the object pronoun de. E is the auxiliary verb, avoir, conjugated in the first person singular of the passé composé. U is the past participle of the verb avoir, meaning had. It is used here to make the passé composé of the verb to get, in this case, got. Key concepts. Passé composé, compound past, used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. Object pronoun, used to represent the object of a verb in a sentence. Auxiliary verb, avoir, used to form the passé composé of many verbs. Past participle, the form of a verb that represents a completed action. Je t'ai eu. I got you. This sentence is in the passé composé. The most common past tense in French. Je is the first person singular subject pronoun, meaning I. Te is the contracted form of te. Te is the second person singular object pronoun, meaning you. E is the first person singular conjugation of the verb avoir. To have, in the passé composé tense. This combination means, I have you. U is the past participle of the verb avoir. In the feminine singular form, agreeing with the feminine singular object pronoun. De Together, the phrase means, I got you, or, I have got you. It implies that the speaker has successfully tricked, or outwitted the person being addressed. Je vous ai eu. I got you. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express past actions in French. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Vous is the object pronoun, you. Et is the present tense conjugation of the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have. It is conjugated in the first person singular, I have, to match the subject pronoun, je. U is the past participle of the verb, avoir, to have. Therefore, the full translation is, I have had you, which is a more literal translation, but in English, we would typically use the more concise, I got you. Je vous ai eu. I got you. Breakdown. Je. I, subject pronoun. Vous. You, formal, object pronoun. Et. Have, present tense conjugation of the verb. Avoir. To have. Eu. Had, past participle of the verb. Avoir. To have. This is a special case of the verb. Avoir. To have, used to express the idea of, got, or, caught. The past participle, eu, is used, because it is referring to a feminine noun. Je vous ai eu. I got you. This sentence uses the passé composé past perfect tense of the verb. Avoir. To have, with the past participle, eu. The verb, avoir, is used to form the passé composé. With most verbs, the object pronoun, vous, you, is placed before the verb. This is typical for object pronouns in the passé composé. The literal translation is, I have you, but the meaning is, I got you, or, I tricked you. Je vous ai eu. I have you, feminine plural. The sentence is in the passé composé. A common French verb tense that describes completed actions in the past. It's formed using the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have. Conjugated in the past tense. A. In this case, and the past participle of the main verb. U. Which is the feminine plural form of the past participle of. Avoir. U. The pronoun. Vous. You, is the formal, and plural form of address. The past participle. U. Agrees with. Vous, which is feminine plural. This sentence could be used in a playful way, indicating that the speaker has outwitted or tricked the listeners. En avant. Let's go. This is an imperative phrase, meaning it is a command or instruction. It literally translates to in front, but is used in a more colloquial way to mean let's go or forward. En is a preposition meaning in or into. Avant is an adverb meaning forward or ahead. Le en in this case is used to indicate direction. Je l'ai perdu. I lost it. This sentence is in the passé composé. The French past tense. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Elle is the contracted form of le. The definite article meaning the and il. The pronoun meaning he, it, or she. A. Is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir, which means to have. Perdu. Is the past participle of the verb perdre, which means to lose. The combination of the auxiliary verb and the past participle forms the passé composé. In this sentence, j'ai mûri. I have matured. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to express an action that has been completed in the past. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, avoir is conjugated as a because the subject is je, I, and the past participle of mûrir to mature is mûri. Therefore, the sentence can be broken down as follows. J equals I. A equals have. Mûri equals matured. The entire sentence translates to I have matured. Je n'ai aucune idée. I have no idea. This sentence is in the negative form. Je, I, n. Not, this is a contraction of ni, and pas. A. Have, this is the present tense of the verb avoir. Aucune. Any, this is a negative determiner. Idée. Idea. The sentence uses the negative construction. Ne, pas. Not, with the verb avoir, and the negative determiner. Aucune. This combination means that the speaker has no idea, which implies that they are clueless, or don't know the answer. Je n'en ai aucune idée. I have absolutely no idea. J. Je. Is the subject pronoun, I. N. Is the negative particle, which is used with the verb avoir to make it negative. N is a pronoun that refers to something previously mentioned, and in this case, it refers to the idea or information being discussed. AI. A. Is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, which means to have. Aucune. Aucune. Is the feminine singular form of the adjective aucun, which means no or none. Idée. Is the feminine noun idea. The sentence structure is a common way to express lack of knowledge in French, using the verb avoir in a negative sense with the pronoun n to refer to the idea being discussed. J'ai pris ma retraite. I have retired. J is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb avoir to have. Pris is the past participle of the verb prendre to take, agreeing in gender and number with the direct object. Ma retraite. Ma retraite is the feminine singular form of la retraite. Retirement. This sentence uses the present perfect tense, which describes an action that happened in the past, but has a present relevance. In this case, the speaker's retirement is a state that exists in the present. Je l'ai vu. I saw him slash her slash it. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Elle. This is the direct object pronoun, him slash her slash it. It is a contraction of the pronoun le and the article la. A. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, to have, in the first person singular, I. Vu. This is the past participle of the verb voir, to see. In this case, it is used to form the passé composé, which is the most common past tense in French. Key concepts. Pronoun contractions. The contraction of le and la into elle is very common in French. Passé composé. The passé composé is formed by using the auxiliary verb avoir or être in the present tense, followed by the past participle of the main verb. The choice of auxiliary verb depends on the main verb. La glace est solide. The ice is solid. This sentence uses the être verb to be in the present tense, conjugated as est. Because the subject is singular and feminine. La glace solide is an adjective that describes the state of the ice. So, literally, it is saying, the ice is in a solid state. Identifier Tom. Identify Tom. This sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command or request. Identifier is the imperative form of the verb. Identifier, meaning to identify. Tom is the direct object of the verb and is a proper noun. Le fer est dur. The iron is hard. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Le is the definite article meaning the, and it is masculine singular. Fer is the noun meaning iron, and is masculine singular. Est. Er is the third person singular form of the verb être. Être. Meaning, to be, in the present tense. Dur. Dur. Is the adjective meaning hard, and is masculine singular. The sentence uses the typical subject verb adjective word order common in French. Est-ce que Omar est vivant? Is Omar alive? The sentence is a question. In the present, it uses the inverted form, which is common for questions in French. Est-ce is a common way to begin a question, meaning, is it that? It is followed by the subject. Omar vivant is an adjective meaning alive. In this case it is used as a complement of the adjective, an expression that modifies the adjective. Va. Go. This is a very simple imperative sentence in French. Va is the imperative form of the verb aller, to go. Imperative verbs are used to give commands or make requests. There is no subject pronoun in the sentence, but the implied subject is you, singular, informal. So, va literally means go, and is used to tell someone to go somewhere or to do something. Omar est-il seul? Is Omar alone? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. Est is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense. It is used here as the auxiliary verb in the interrogative form. Il. He is the subject of the verb. It is omitted in this sentence because it is understood from the context. Sir. Means, alone. It is an adjective modifying the subject, Omar. The sentence literally translates to, is he alone? But it is more natural in English to say, is Omar alone?
Omar est-il fou?
Is Omar crazy? The sentence uses the verb to ask a question. The verb is conjugated in the third person singular, which is appropriate for asking a question about someone named Omar.
Fool
is an adjective that means crazy or mad.
Omar est-il guéri?
Is Omar healed? This sentence uses the verb in the interrogative form. Is the third person singular present tense of to be
ill.
He is implied, which is why the verb is used.
Guéri
is the past participle of the verb
guérir,
to heal. This past participle is used with
être
to form the passive voice. The entire sentence is a question asking if Omar has healed, or if he is currently healed.
Omar est-il sous?
Is Omar drunk? This sentence is a question in the present tense.
Est-il
is a contraction of the verb être, to be, and the pronoun il, he. The is an indicator that the sentence is in the present tense, and the
il
indicates that the subject is he.
Su
means drunk. This sentence literally translates to, is he drunk? But in English we would more naturally say, is Omar drunk?